It's time for Stars on Sports,
a podcast radio show dedicated to sharing stories about our athletic program at LCC, past and present.
Lansing Community College Athletics has a strong tradition.
25 national championships.
Over 190 All-Americans.
19 MCCAA All-Sports trophies.
Stars on Sports will introduce you to individuals that have contributed to our program's success and give you the backstory on what it takes to develop it.
We'll also dive into and break down the topics and issues facing athletic departments across the nation and right here at LCC.
This is Stars on Sports. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Stars on Sport. I'm joined today by our assistant athletic director, Stephen Cutter, and our producer, Dedalion Lowry. And gentlemen, we're going to today be talking about gratitude and how that fits in the world of sports and sports leadership. To be honest, I wasn't even sure really what gratitude meant. I always think of the word thankful or appreciation, and I feel I'm a pretty thankful person, but when working with you, Coach Cutter, and just, you know, diving into the topic of gratitude over recent months, I've learned how important it is in coaching and in leadership and building teams. So I've really worked hard at being better with gratitude and not just thankfulness. So gratitude is the quality of being thankful, but readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And I think I'm pretty good at those things, but I'm not sure I'm good at showing gratitude towards others. I'm like thankful for the things that I get or have, but just again, I think of the standard of I want to be successful, I want things to go well, that sometimes I take it for, I don't show that, I just expect it to and I don't show it to. And the first person I think of is John Gordon, who we brought up a lot on this podcast, and we'll dive into this a little later about his gratitude journal. And unfortunately, I have not done that, and I wish I would, and there's times I start it. And we'll dive into how that happened, and I know you have a lot on that topic. It isn't just about saying thank you. It's about being intentional, which is another word we use a lot. And if you are, I believe it can transform your mindset. That's where it's kind of come more home to me is during adversity. Some of the podcasts I've listened to recently, that when you're dealing with adversity, one of the quickest ways to get out of it or get back to a, like, steady ground is through gratitude, is changing your mindset and using gratitude. And again, I try and be thankful every day for the things that have been good to me, but actually applying it to my leadership style, especially as an athletic administrator, is something I want to focus on and do better. So what do you got for me, Cutter? Because I know this is right up your alley.
I love it. I think we could talk about a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to gratitude, it's definitely when you speak about trying to get a little bit better on a daily basis, trying to stack some bricks, trying to get 1% better or whatever it might be. You're just trying to get better. And gratitude comes down to not necessarily thinking that you don't have what you don't have. It's really a conscious thought of being thankful for what you do have. Because when you are trying to perform and you're trying to get better, the gratitude kind of goes away because you're looking at what's next. Mm-hmm. What's next? I achieved this goal. Maybe that goal was literally getting up when your alarm went off. And so then you're on to the next. Okay, so the next thing I want to do, my alarm goes off. Now I want to start exercising in the morning. I want to take a 15-minute walk outside. The weather's still pretty decent in Michigan. I want to go for a walk, 15 minutes outside. And then you just keep stacking and you forget to have that gratitude of, what do I have right now? And that's truly where gratitude gets lost with most people. And then I would love to even speak on the law of the thirds, because that's something we've been talking about mm-hmm. a lot in our program. And I'm hopeful that we can get to that as well.
Yes, let's do. And you've hit on one part. But Dedalion, I'm not leaving you out of this. What do you think of?
Of course you're not.
Gratitude.
I would have to say that's something in my life that I've always had to work at being very conscious about thinking of. I've gotten better as I've gotten older. I suffer from what Cut was kind of expounding on, is the notion that I get very often caught up in the day-to-day grind, focused on the next objective, trying to figure out where I'm going and what I'm doing. I will say that especially over the last few years, I've gotten really good about trying to make sure that the people I work with and the people who I collaborate with are appreciated and know that they are appreciated. I think I'm doing better. I'm not always positive, but I always feel like I could do better than I already am. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just means that I'm aware of it.
And I agree with you. And those are two points we will hit on is, you know, how we show appreciation. And the first one, though, you both hit on was we, especially in sports, I think we focus on the next thing, or we even focus on what's wrong. You know, what do we have to fix, or how do we improve? And then we get busy doing that. That some of the coaches I have studied show, you know, a way of showing gratitude through that. But, you know, I remember, like, Zach Sorensen, and another name we came up with, you know, I listened to one of his podcasts recently, and he said, I was struggling to, like, I think it was either getting from college to the minors or minors to majors, and he was just struggling to get to that next level. And he point blank asked his coach, what can I do better? And the coach was honest with him, and he was appreciative. He was thankful, and he worked on what he got better. And he thought, you know, the coach said, I don't, you know, how we don't tell people what they have to, you know, like, we're afraid to be honest with them or afraid of it might hurt them, where it was reciprocated that he was thankful for it because it did help him get better. And I think sometimes we as leaders we're afraid of that because of what the response would be, or it's not always that comfortable conversation. But if you receive it with gratitude, and which we should, because we should want to get better.
We're supposed to, but that doesn't mean that it's easy. I know just in with Dedalion and I've constantly asked him for feedback, and he's given me feedback that's been helpful, and I'm super thankful for it. But sometimes that's not the easiest feedback to give or sometimes receive, and so it's somewhat based upon where your mindset is. Do you want to get better, or are you afraid of getting better or what somebody might say? But the gratitude does fully go into the aspect of if you're trying to get a little bit better today or this month or this year, you're going to need some feedback from people. And that feedback isn't always going to be maybe in line with what your thoughts are, their opinions, and you can take that and use it. And if that's where competition comes in, you know, we talk about this on teams, it's be thankful to have competition on your team. Be thankful for your teammates, because every day in practice, they're providing you with competition that's going to help you get better. So instead of competing against them, be thankful to be competing with them.
And it is a change of mindset, and that was trying to be my point with that, that if we showed gratitude, I think some of those other situations would help us, because even to competition, you're right, competition is an important, we're going to do a podcast on this, we've talked about that this morning, but how competition is important to improvement, in that if you don't have competition in practice or in opponents, it's hard to get better. But it's that response thing, and we've talked a lot about response on the show. But if leaders show gratitude, it starts with them, it builds trust, it improves motivation, it probably lessens burnout over time because of that grind or of that. I always feel like you're, you know, I talking to a student athlete yesterday who talked about a previous coach was hard on them, that they were tentative about making a mistake because they always felt that was what was emphasized, where, and I think that was standard for us in our profession over time. And I think that's where it's changed a little bit. And I still think there's a premonition that gratitude is soft and not powerful, where I think we're learning now that it is powerful, and more coaches at the highest levels are using gratitude, and, you know, especially for mental toughness and, again, for burnout and ways to show it, because I think we tried to be tough in the past and gratitude wasn't viewed as being tough. So, again, now changing, I think, into where we want to go with this is how to show gratitude.
It's one of those things that is much like a muscle. You can teach it. I know that a lot of what's spoken about is just being thankful, showing gratitude to people in really small ways. If somebody holds the door for you, or holding the door for somebody else. It's just, there's so many little things that you can be thankful for, which goes back into the premise of you will find what you're looking for. And if you're going around looking for things to be thankful for, you're going to find that. And if you're going around looking for things that to be mad about,
you're going to find that.
You're going to find that too.
And you hit on that earlier where it is intentional and coaches do have to work on it. And some of the ways that I have learned through researching for this and listening to podcasts, it starts with yourself. Again, one of the ways is a gratitude journal. Leaders can't give what they don't have. So I do think it starts with coaches, and we have to do better at it. And some of that, those ways are beginning or ending the day, recognizing student athletes, especially those ones that might not be the most talented or the highest stat people. And I'm, you know, I've been a believer in that, of talking to every kid every day. That helps you learn about kids, acknowledging them for the grind. Or, you know, some teams have practice players of the week, some, you know, have different kind of awards for just, you know, doing the right thing or stepping up or helping out. So gratitude in the huddle, gratitude shout out. And then something I've learned from my previous principal, and, you know, I wasn't very good at it until actually COVID hit, and now I work really hard at it, is sending thank you notes. And I try and do them. I have it on my calendar to do every Friday. I'd be happy if I did it every other Friday. Right. And I try and send 4 or 5 just to people over those last couple of weeks. And, you know, I started during COVID. And again, my principal at my previous school would give them to you probably once or twice a year. And they're short or sweet, and it meant a lot. And I'm telling you, just like we talked about before, when you give, you receive. When I send some of these notes, and I try and be specific and intentional, it's amazing the response I get, you know, how much it meant to them to get that. So I really have worked hard on that. And as we lose writing as a, like, task, you know, texting or calling, writing a note, I think, is still that one way of going further and go the long way. And that might be hard to do with your team per se, but for us to be successful, it takes a lot of support and role players to do that. I try and, you know, acknowledge those, the scorekeepers or the maintenance people, or, you know, and it just to show that they are part of this team and we are thankful and couldn't do them without it. So, and I think, again, as we talk about coaches at the highest level now, some are doing more of these things, emphasizing it, sharing that. It helped become more intentional, more accepted, and a difference maker. So
there's also the hard part about the coaching aspect when you're thinking about showing gratitude to the players. I think there's the old adage of they're going to take advantage of it. If you let them know how well they're doing, they're probably going to get a little complacent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and so I think coaching in general over the years has gravitated towards more focusing on the negative aspects of what you're not doing. Mm-hmm. And viewed as like, this is going to be a driver for them. If I'm constantly telling them, this is what you need to do to get better, this is what you need to do to get better. And we've somewhat lost that aspect of the human being function here, mm-hmm. where like you need to be recognized. You need to have to be able to show some appreciation for also what is happening on the positive side for people to stay driven. If it's constantly negative, whether it's you or me or anybody else, that's really tough mm-hmm. environment to be in. And it's a tough environment to want to grow in as well. And so if you think back on the coaching aspects in a lot of different ways, it's like, you know, we're focused on you need to get better. You're not great at this. You mess up, you get yelled at, all that stuff. And I think that paradigm shift is starting to happen a little more, where you're seeing more people show appreciation for what is actually positive. It might be a small thing, but
I agree, because I think the grind is real, and we always thought that winning at the end or that trophy at the end with the appreciation and recognition mm-hmm. we'd get for that work, mm-hmm. but with expectations higher and more things involved to being successful and no out of season, that if you don't show gratitude along the way, you're not going to make it to that mm-hmm. end. And so I think we've learned, and especially, again, we fail every day. I mean, the perfect example is, like, in a baseball game, you know, you might get one hit out of 4 at bats. So three right. times you failed. So are you going to concentrate on those 3 times, or, you know, promote mm-hmm. the 1 time? But gratitude is very important when things aren't going well. And mm-hmm. and to your point, as we focus on that, but that's where it can really be a game changer, is showing it when, you know, you're in a slump, or, and again, it might not be for getting that hit. It might be for your approach or taking extra mm-hmm. swings and practice. You know, I think the good coaches now are finding ways to show mm-hmm. gratitude, and there are different approaches to it. You know, instead of, to your point of how you handle failure or adversity, finding a better approach of like making it a, instead of failure, making it a learn, you know, like I told you, sometimes you win or sometimes you learn, or being thankful for that setback, as we talked about, Zach, earlier, that will help me get better, changing what losing or failure is. And, you know, showing up, too, is, you know, we talked about that in a podcast, how important that is, and being thankful just, you know, for that. It doesn't, gratitude doesn't erase it, but hopefully it puts it in context. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to talk about the law of thirds, so let's go into that right now.
Well, it definitely plays into to gratitude. So the law of the thirds basically states that a third of your life, which can be broken down into months or into days, but a third of your life is you're going to have great times. A third of your life, you're going to have average times. And a third of your life, you're going to have bad times. And understanding that your life is going to be broken into this, and in some days, you might have all three of those in one day, you know, and understanding what to do in those times. So in the great times, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to be thankful for it. You're going to build confidence. In the average times, you're going to fall back and start building habits and processes that are going to serve you. But most importantly, in the bad times, this is where you lean into gratitude. And a lot of science out there says doing things like meditations or yoga or whatever it might be is going to help you in these times. But the greatest thing that will help you when you're in one of those bad times, could be a day, could be a week, could be a month, you know, whatever it is. The biggest thing that's been shown to help people is serving others. And when you can start serving others, it starts pulling you out of that time. So service, which is a gratitude thing
yes,
as well.
Yes, it is.
It ties in perfectly. And understanding that we are all going to go through the law of the thirds in our life, in our days, months, and years, and understanding what to do when you're in those. When everything is great, you enjoy it. You know? And when it's not, you start stacking the bricks.
And I'm a big believer in thirds, too. I mean, like, even when I talk to coaches, this is a side note, like, a third of the people love you, a third of the people like you, and a third of the people don't like you. Or a third of the people are special athletes, a third of the athletes are athletes, and a third are just role models around the team. And we talked about that before with Urban Meyer, moving that middle third one way or the other. And that's true, I think, even with this, is that you're right. We experience all those in a minute. We can experience all those emotions. And the people that struggle and like, oh, I had the worst day just because one third of their day was bad, instead of understanding that two thirds of your day would average or better, that, but finding a way to address it. And gratitude is one of our best ways that we are learning. And I agree. I had listened to a podcast too that talked about service is the main way. And, you know, listened to another one yesterday that how do you want to remember how you treat others? But to your point, you know, yoga is good, but it's a temporary relief. It's an hour or less release.
Meditation's
the same way. They're all good.
All temporary.
And they'll help you temporarily. But the only thing that helps you long term is service. And gratitude, I believe, and those constant acts of those, not just one, but many. So, yeah, I mean, that hit home with me, too, and something we all can do better with. I think, you know, again, that's something we work hard in our program, and I know you work really hard in your program, is serving others. You know, you've gotten a lot of shout-outs for your team helping around campus as we started back this fall, and rightfully so. You know, we have our student athletes helping out at other sports. They're doing ball chasing right now at volleyball, and it's fun to watch them learn. And at the end of the night, they feel good about it. I mean, talking to the group last night that did it, they had fun at the end of the night. You know, they struggled at the beginning, but you know, and I thought they were on the quit. But as the night went on, you know, I talked to them afterwards, and it was fun for them. You know, I think they would do it again. So it taking that chance to serve or show gratitude, and I still feel like we have to overcome that perception that it's you know, soft. Or like you said, it leads to complacency or toughness, and it's a balance. You know, I feel I'm a positive person, and I want to make sure you don't confuse positivity with gratitude, because I think that's easy to do. That I think I'm positive, but I got to do better, more gratitude. That too much positivity can, you know, like make a fake picture or doesn't make it real. And the same with gratitude, where there, it's that balance of toughness and gratitude. And again, I think the pendulum in athletics has been far too long on the toughness side, that now I think we're learning that gratitude is that main component of helping with the toughness and helping with that grind and helping with those thirds you talked about. Because even in practice, I mean, that's so typical in a season of dealing with those thirds in a practice or in one drill or specifically a game. And again, I think the main point of this podcast is gratitude is really the one way to help us overcome it. And again, one of the key components of gratitude is service. So anything else to add on that point?
I think one final thought.
Good.
It's when you speak about gratitude, and you've covered it really well, if you can go for a gratitude walk or a gratitude sit or whatever, it's really hard. Science really shows if you can be thinking about things that you're thankful for, it's impossible to be mad at the same time.
It is. That's a great final point. And I'm going to piggyback on a little bit because you're right. A gratitude walk. But even I would still recommend people out there to do a journal. I got to do better. Writing it down. Back to you find what you're looking for. Find gratitude. Look for it. Being intentional about it will help us all, because everything isn't perfect. And just because you recognize people and opportunities, even during the struggles, it helps with the journey. And that's what we've all been about, is that journey. And that journey is tough. But gratitude along the way, instead of just at the end for winning or accomplishing your goal, is very important to being successful. So great point. So
in the spirit of the conversation, I'm going to say thank you to both of you guys for consistently being here and always being a part of what you're doing. And
Just showing up and making it happen. You're the best producer in the business, and you make us better. And we enjoy being here and talking sports leadership every week. Consistency is big to us, and that's another part of gratitude. Being consistent with gratitude is a superpower. So, but come on, let's get to the point of everyone's waiting for today, you know?
Is it food?
It is food. I'm going to keep going on food as long as I can. And we touched on it a little bit before, but I wanted to get into it, and it's peanut butter. All right. Peanut butter and jelly, actually, which is actually an important part of, I believe, athlete performance. You know, like when I was at the high school level, we encouraged student athletes to eat peanut butter sandwiches at lunch and after school for that snack. That it's a nice little snack to give them some energy or momentum. So I like peanut butter. So first question is, well, I wasn't even thinking brand, but I do have a specific. We'll go on. Crunchy or creamy?
Creamy.
Okay.
I feel like we hit this one. Did we hit this one before?
We didn't dive into it. We talked about it, and I think it would be even after the
creamy.
Podcast. Okay.
Definitely creamy.
Me too. All right. My family likes crunchy, actually, so I got to fight them, you know, because you can't even buy the bulk one or the other, but I prefer
The bread and everything else. Yeah.
Tears the bread.
That's true. That is true.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
No matter how delicate you are, it's going to happen. Yeah.
It's from experience. Do you have a specific brand you like?
No, whatever my wife buys.
Okay. I prefer Jif.
I'm a Jif guy, but I'm okay with whatever peanut
butter.
Yeah,
me too. Me too. Some's oily than others. Some is thicker than others. So, okay. So now the next part of that question is, jelly with peanut butter or just peanut butter?
Well, RDK would say just do peanut butter.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good. That's great. Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
But I do like jelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Vidalia?
Well, so I'm really, really picky when it comes to this.
Me too.
I actually do not like jelly. Okay. I do not like jam. Mm-hmm. I only like preserves, and I only like raspberry preserves on my peanut butter and jelly.
But do you want your peanut butter sandwich with raspberry preserves, or do you prefer just peanut butter?
I will, if raspberry preserves are not available, I will just eat peanut butter, okay. And that's it. Although, if you've ever tried toasting the bread first, put the peanut butter on there, so good.
Uh-huh. I like peanut butter toast, but I prefer peanut butter only too. I'm not a jelly person, but I don't mind changing it up. It has to be grape jelly. I will not eat any other jelly. It'd have to be grape jelly. raspberry, strawberry, and I'm an Uncrustable person. My first couple of years here on the job, I brought Uncrustable to work every day, and I know our student athletes use them too. And it was mainly grape and peanut butter, grape jelly and peanut butter. Now I see they have a strawberry version out there, which disappoints me. Yeah, I don't even know the difference between jam.
Yeah, I wanted to look up the. I'm like, I never actually thought about the difference between preserves versus jam, but
summarize it for us.
I'll explain the preserves. It contains whole or large distinct pieces of fruit. This is according to the web search here.
That's a great tidbit today.
A thicker mixture with bigger noticeable chunks, which is true because that's why I like it.
That's why I don't like it. I prefer jelly. It's smashed and smooth. I don't like stuff like fruit in my cheesecake, as we talked about, or fruit in my ice cream or salad. I want it like the texture to be smooth or whatever. I guess that's why I'm a jelly person and you're a preserve person. Yeah. And you're neither. You won't eat it regardless, or you don't mind it.
I will, but I'll lean towards really spicing it up, and I'll go peanut butter and pickles.
Interesting. Another interesting and weird. Yeah, I might have to try. I mean, Elvis Presley was peanut butter and bananas, which is actually
those are good.
Yeah. I've never had pickles. I'm even going to try that, Cutter. So again, we got the definition of jam and preserve today on this podcast and a new sandwich of pickles on it. You can't go wrong if you stay to the end of this.
So there you go.
Until next time, go Stars. Stars on Sports is recorded live at the WLNZ studio. Engineering and production assistance are provided by Dedalian Lowry, and you can listen to the episode and other episodes of Stars on Sports on demand at lccconnect.org. To find more information about our athletic program, visit lccstars.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us next time for more Stars on Sports.
Go Stars!